You'll hear part of a story about Ruth Belville and her unusual job. For questions 1 to 8, write the missing information. You must write a word, a number, or a short phrase that you hear of no more than 2 words. You'll hear the recording twice. You now have 40 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start.
As I was working on a recent project about the importance of time, I reflected on how much it has shaped our culture. Many people, of course, will know that because of the clock, we have become obsessed with time. We count hours like gold and have a desire to be punctual and anger when people are late. One of the stories that I learned about in my research was the story of Ruth Belville from the 19th century, who is known as the Greenwich Time Lady. Ruth had an unusual job. She was in the business of selling time. She would wake up early in her home in Maidenhead, which is 30 miles outside of London, make her way over to London and then to the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, which is where she could find out the precise time. Wherever she went, she had a pocket watch with her, which she nicknamed Arnold. She would give her watch, Arnold, to the attendant, and the attendant would look at its time and compare it to their master clock. Then they would give her a certificate noting the difference between its time and her watch's time. Then she'd make her way down the hill and over to London to agencies that needed to know the time. I found Ruth Belville's story fascinating. She seemed like a character right out of a book written by Dickens, but she was a real person. What's funny is that her family had been in the business of selling time for over a century. Her mother had done the same work. She had about 100 customers. And her father started the business that Ruth continued. He had about 200 customers. Towards the end of her career, Ruth only had about 50 customers. Why had the number of customers fallen? Well, it's because other technologies became folded into the world that reduced the number of customers she had. Time-providing services such as telegrams and radio were also offering ways for people to get the time. So it just didn't make sense for most businesses to also have a subscription to Ruth's service. However, while Ruth's business shrank because of these other technologies, there were still customers who valued her service because, as she walked around London, she would also talk to people. She would get the word on the street as to what was happening in the city. So, in a way, she not only told the time, but also provided news. However, the fact that for many years Ruth offered a service that was in demand is proof that time has always been something that we were very keen on having or knowing. To me, Ruth Belville represents the importance of time. Eventually, she retired and donated her watch to a London museum. You can actually see it in the Science Museum in London on the second floor. When I saw it, I stood there for about 20 minutes in awe of Arnold. She passed away in 1943, and that was the end of the time distribution service provided by foot.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. Now you will hear the text again.
As I was working on a recent project about the importance of time, I reflected on how much it has shaped our culture. Many people, of course, will know that because of the clock, we have become obsessed with time. We count hours like gold and have a desire to be punctual and anger when people are late. One of the stories that I learned about in my research was the story of Ruth Belville from the 19th century, who is known as the Greenwich Time Lady. Ruth had an unusual job. She was in the business of selling time. She would wake up early in her home in Maidenhead, which is 30 miles outside of London, make her way over to London and then to the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, which is where she could find out the precise time. Wherever she went, she had a pocket watch with her, which she nicknamed Arnold. She would give her watch, Arnold, to the attendant, and the attendant would look at its time and compare it to their master clock. Then they would give her a certificate noting the difference between its time and her watch's time. Then she'd make her way down the hill and over to London to agencies that needed to know the time. I found Ruth Belville's story fascinating. She seemed like a character right out of a book written by Dickens, but she was a real person. What's funny is that her family had been in the business of selling time for over a century. Her mother had done the same work. She had about 100 customers. And her father started the business that Ruth continued. He had about 200 customers. Towards the end of her career, Ruth only had about 50 customers. Why had the number of customers fallen? Well, it's because other technologies became folded into the world that reduced the number of customers she had. Time-providing services such as telegrams and radio were also offering ways for people to get the time. So it just didn't make sense for most businesses to also have a subscription to Ruth's service. However, while Ruth's business shrank because of these other technologies, there were still customers who valued her service because as she walked around London, she would also talk to people. She would get the word on the street as to what was happening in the city. So, in a way, she not only told the time, but also provided news. However, the fact that for many years Ruth offered a service that was in demand is proof that time has always been something that we were very keen on having or knowing. To me, Ruth Belville represents the importance of time. Eventually, she retired and donated her watch to a London museum. You can actually see it in the Science Museum in London on the second floor. When I saw it, I stood there for about 20 minutes in awe of Arnold. She passed away in 1943, and that was the end of the time distribution service provided by foot.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the task.